Alright, we're gonna do polyrhythms today. This is, we're gonna do 2 over 3, or 3 against 2, I should say, and 3 against 4. This is gonna help your reading, because very common are like eighth note, or quarter note triplets, eighth note triplets, half note triplets, and all that. And this is gonna help your improvising, and this is gonna help your rhythmic, just your overall musicianship, because it helps your rhythm. There's so many permutations, or the word, I don't know what the word is, not permutations, but reasons why this is going to be beneficial to you. We're going to start with the most common polyrhythm, which is 3 against 2. With all these rhythms, first we're going to clap them, then we'll play them on the guitar. With all these rhythms, I want you to tap your foot, the bass count. In order to get basically 3 against 2, first you got to feel 3 beats, 3 subdivisions within a beat. So if you have 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm sorry, it'll be 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a, so da 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 da, and count out loud with me, it'll be 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a, 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and. Now, in order to get 3 against 2, you basically count the as written on that page, the second line, first diagram, it says 1 and a 2 and a, and the second note is over the of 1. You see that? And the third note is over the and of 2. So it'll be 1. Let's just do a 2-beat cycle. It'll be 1 and a 2 and a. Actually, I'll go even slower. Hold on. Like 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a 2 and 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 1 and. All right, so I'm going to slow it down even more. Your foot is going 1 2 1 2. While that's happening, say 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a. Don't tap yet. Just do your foot, and a 2, and a 1, and a 2. Now we'll tap 1, and a 2, and a 1, and a 2, and a 1, and a 2, and a 1, and a 2, and a, say it out loud, 1, and a 2, and 1, and a 2, and a 1, and a 2, and then that can become 3. If you count your hand as 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Now make sure your foot is tapping with the metronome. Again, go back to go 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a 2. Now tap 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a 2 and a, yep, 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a 2 and 1 and a 2 and 1 and a 2 and then 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. But don't stop the mechanics of what you were doing earlier. Like, still tap your foot the same as it was. So 1 and a 2 and a 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 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3. It's almost, it's not almost as if, it is the following 1 2 and 3 1 2 and 3, where the and of 2 is your foot tapping as well as the 1 2, like and 3, 1 2 and 3 1 2 and 3 2 and 3 1 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 2 and 3. Good. It can be also useful to hear the rhythm. sped up, so it's not so intellectual. It'll just sound like this, like, one, two, and three, where that second click is on the end of two, the way I'm counting it right there. Like, just hearing the sound of it is useful. Try it both ways, with both ways of counting. First we got one and a two and a one and a two and a one and a two and one and one and one and one and one and then one, two, and three, one, two, and three, one, two, and three, one. Good. So let's play some of those.